Well, this is the first audio blog about Free MP3 Mondays, summarising what happened this weekend, and generally concluding it was a fantastic success. It was Tara Bush's idea, at analogsuicide.com. She mentioned it to me, and I thought it was a fantastic idea, so Audio Booth's fully supporting it. And the basic principle is that musicians drop MP3s in our Dropbox on SoundCloud in the week leading up, and on the Monday we then tweet those entries, or tweet the best of those entries, and then we summarise them like I'm doing now and post them all to be downloaded on Audio Booth. So that's what we'll be doing to accompany this post in the Audio Booth blog. This week's was the first. We were a bit late organising ourselves. I was typically off on a track doing something else. But we got there in the end. I chucked three tunes in to get us started because I felt it'd be good to get some numbers up. One of them is playing in the background now, and it's a suitable one for talking over for this blog, but mainly because it doesn't do a lot, which is fairly typical of my tunes. There was far better entries by other people. The first one I want to talk about was by uploaded by Jimmy Jamjar, Presumed Dead Hero it's called, and really, really nice production on that track. It really reminded me of kind of Phase Action meets More Chiba, sort of Portishead with a bit more of a smile on its face. Yeah, it was really, really good. Really great lyrics, great performance by the two people he collaborated with, Johnny Organ and Annie Thumper. The next one was called The Wand Maker by Music for Machines, and that was really fantastic. Really typically Music for Machines. If you haven't checked out Music for Machines, you really should. There's a channel on YouTube. We've got them on Audio Booth. They have a look at their profile. They've got embedded playlists and videos to watch there. And basically a really refreshing change from the kind of computer generation of musicians making electronica. Everything's hardware sequenced, and it's all brilliantly entertaining. And they were really generous, submitting a 43-minute mix, which covers a live set, and a track called The Wand Maker, which is a brand new song that they've released direct to Free MP3 Mondays. So that's really, really good. What The Wand Maker's typically deep, typically minimal, electro-techno, typically heavy. Really, really good stuff. And I really recommend Music for Machines. Can't recommend them enough. Keeping on the kind of heavy tip, we had a track from Quadron, called Quadron, by Alec. I think it's Alec EC, EK rather, so maybe it's Alec or Alasic, and I'm being clueless. If so, I apologise. And that was just superbly glitchy, really, really funky. A fantastic track. I've downloaded all of these tracks, and I can't believe the quality of the submissions we got. It's kind of glitchy but restrained in many ways, which I like. It's a sort of industrial squelch fest. So yeah, I'd urge you to check that one out. It's splendid. And that leads me to I think the last track that isn't one of mine. I'm not going to big up any of my own tracks. And that's a track called We're Reclusive, which was a finished but never released Charlottesville song uploaded by Streetlight Farm on SoundCloud. And it's a superb piece of music. Really, really love it. It's a sort of ethereal, alternative indie track with a sort of pretty sublime vocal, actually. Restrained stadium anthem springs to mind. Go and check it out. It's a highest quality, and I can't recommend that enough either. So yeah, this week's been fantastic. It's a great start, considering we only launched our contribution to, or our appeal to contribute to, the Follow Friday MP3 Monday campaign that Tara Bush has kicked off on Saturday morning, I think. So to get nine tunes in that time is fantastic. I'll put them all up on the blog. And I'll leave you with a little bit of Quadron, which is, again, available to download on Audio.